gosh, I love that theme song. It's RP Grinders, episode 737. I'm your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohorts, Eric the Great, Breakman the Bold. Gentlemen, how are you?
I'm okay. I'm just a little irritated that this is not taking, that this is taking me to, oh, sorry, never mind. Nobody knows.
Always tired. Technical. Are you tired, Eric? Yeah, it's a long week, right? Long week. Well, we're going to have a great show, even though these guys are tired. I'm a little tired, too.
I'm just confused. Why is this not working?
Well, it's your laptop, bro.
Oh, yeah. Here's a homie discount for y'all right now. There's a GameStop buy one, get one free on select games. And from the sample image here, there's a bunch of Switch games on this. Skyward Sword HD, Bayonetta 3, Xenoblade Chronicles 3, Pokemon Shining Pearl and Brilliant Diamond and Octopath Traveler 2. Which I'm surprised that's on the list because that's a recent game that came out several months, like a month and a half ago.
Yeah, that's actually a really, really recent release. Good combos to get there. I saw there was one game for $18.99. If they matched up with another game, I was going to pick up. I don't like to pick up physical editions, though. You know, that's the only.
Well, this is last chance, but I think the weekend, be the last 2 days you can get something from him.
Freak 5 says, Frank isn't tired. He is still stoned from 420. You know, next year we're going to have a special.
No, tomorrow's the last day.
We're going to have a special RP Grinders either the week of or the week after 420 Freak 5, where at least I'm going to be high off my ass. Maybe Breakman can eat a bunch of gummies before the show. That might be pretty fun, too. And then maybe Eric can drink some sake or something, and we can all have fun. Let's get high and have fun. But lots to talk about. Let's get right into it, guys.
RPG News.
All right, Eric, you are up, sir.
Okay, from RPG site, we've got Zwan Yon Sword. And it's the first game, apparently, I think. Mist Beyond the Mountains. And it's finally coming to Switch and PC. I guess it's getting remastered. This probably also means a Western localization because we've been getting more of them lately. And it was originally released back in 1999. And it doesn't say a release date, but sometime by the end of the year. And that's really it.
All right.
If you learn more, I'll tell you later.
All right. Break, any update on your situation, or do I have to read the next story?
I'm still working on it, but I can read the news. I got that up here.
Oh, okay.
Just live from Gamatsu. Tesla Grad 2, now available alongside Tesla Grad Remastered. Okay.
I think buying 2 gets you it.
It's $19.99 on the PlayStation 5, PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and the Xbox Series. The Switch. Power Pack Edition includes the newly announced and simultaneously released Telegrad Remastered is also available for $29.49. Tesla Grad Remastered can also be purchased separately for $9.99.
Oh, you're getting the
last. You get like a free update if you already bought Tesla Grad on the other platforms?
It doesn't say that.
You're doing the last story next? Okay, I got you, Breakman. No worries.
What?
That's a lot.
Oh shit! I skipped away. I did. Oh,
it's okay.
My bad.
No
sorry.
Worries.
I hit. I got them reloaded, and then I was trying to work on this browser thing. And
no worries, dude. No worries. I got you, man. I was just like confused. I'm like, oh, that's the last story there. Okay. That shows you how much of the news that Breakman wants to do. He's like, oh, fuck it. We'll go right to the end.
No, don't close my old damn window. Son of a bitch. I gotta all reload right. Everything.
It's okay. It's all good. We'll handle the news, Breakman.
It's
I know
fine.
How
you. I'll get to it.
All right. Anything else on that one, Break, or are we good?
No, on that story, we're good. My bad. So right. It's $9.99 for the remastered version, $19.99 for the sequel, and if you want both of them, it's $29.49.
All right.
It's about $30.
Yeah.
Okay. Next story.
There's no mention of a free upgrade. Did I see? I'm going through it again. I'm not seeing anything.
Next story comes to us from...
At least it's like $10.
Yeah. Next story comes to us from RPGsite.net. Xenoblade Chronicles 3 Future Redeemed DLC launches April 25th. It's called Future Redeemed. It includes new characters as well as some familiar faces. DLC itself launches April 25th and is available to all holders of Xenoblade Chronicles 3 Expansion Pass. Future Redeemed DLC was initially announced in February alongside Wave 3. And there's a little nifty trailer, which the people in chat are watching as we speak. And the only way you can see that is if you're in the chat live every Friday, 7 Eastern time. Nice little plug for us there. I don't know. Do they ever release? Eric, have you ever heard of an edition on the Switch that is like a Game of the Year edition where they include all DLC? Because I don't really know of any. So the only way you can get...
Not when it comes to Nintendo.
Yeah, I know. That's what I was going to say.
They released the standalone Torna DLC, which was just really a box of the code in it.
Yeah.
But I guess you could put the cartridge to Xenoblade 2 in there if you wanted to, but... So I'm guessing they're going to probably do something similar with this, but I'm probably just going to buy this season pass whenever I get around to feeling like playing it, which means my backlog needs to clear up considerably before that happens.
Yeah, I'm looking at mine. I have Xenoblade Chronicles
2. Maybe I'll be lucky enough that it actually goes on sale and I can get it then.
Yeah. I have Xenoblade Chronicles 2 and the DLC. I think that's all the DLC is, just on that cartridge, but... I've never seen like a Game of the Year edition, so that's the only way you're gonna get the full shebang there. Freak 5 says new Beavis and Butthead was funny. I haven't seen it yet.
There was one for Pokemon Sword and Shield, that there was the $90 version that had the DLC bundled with it.
Yeah, $90.
But you could probably get like a used copy of that for less than that now.
Well, good, because I'm not paying $90 for a game, even with the DLC. How much cheaper?
Yeah, although I wouldn't recommend playing Sword and Shield. There are better Pokemon games. Yeah. Not that Sword and Shield was bad, it's just as far as like moving the series forward, it doesn't really do much.
The quality of those games are so good, Eric, that it's such a high bar to meet every time. You know what I mean? Like, it just...
Like, if you're looking for a narrative-driven Pokemon game, it's one of the weaker ones.
Yeah. All right, Eric, next story, please.
Next story is... 404 Game Reset has been dated for Japan, and it's coming out on April 25th. There's a playable demo for the game, and... If you've got a Japanese Google Play or an Apple App Store account, you can play there.
Yeah. My computer's lagging so hard, I don't know why.
You have to remember it's a mobile phone game.
Yeah. I don't know why my computer's lagging so hard.
In case anybody doesn't remember from when I talked about this before, it involves players fighting to take out another Sega, because the whole story is about how you're in an alternate... future cyberpunk dystopia where Sega apparently rules over everything. The idea is to destroy them.
Sega rules over everything?
Yeah.
Damn evil Sega overlords. Damn them. I need more.
It could be worse. We could have worse overlords, you know, like
Nintendo.
Bethesda overlords or something. They'd have us fighting super mutants and shit.
Nintendo.
Peter Molyneux is a overlord.
I know. Peter Molyneux.
Every day would be something different with him.
Yeah.
Big dreams, and by the end of the day, big disappointment.
And I was going to say, in fairness, Peter Molyneux would be about the best overlord, because he would never fulfill on his promises, you know? So.
Today our kingdom, tomorrow the world. Tomorrow gets here. Today our kingdom,
tomorrow the world. Yeah. Same.
He's like Pinky.
A year later.
He's like Brain from Pinky and the Brain. I'm going to do tomorrow night.
Now, Nintendo probably would be one of the worst, I think. Those guys are Evil Incarnate, man. They're like, they don't want to let anybody like play their games online, like, and show them off. They're terrible, man. They go after even little guys, man. They're so protective over their IPs. Like, geez, man. What the hell? All right, Breakman, I think you have the next story.
Someone just laughed from Gamatsu, and I hope this is the right one. Focus Entertainment acquires Dovetail Games.
Yes,
that's Simulation it. Game Studio joins French publisher. Nice. Thanks, man. Yeah, that's pretty much the whole story.
Focus is getting a little bit bigger. I've noticed that. They're doing pretty decent work. They started out as like kind of a B-budget, you know, type, but they're starting to... Their quality is starting to get bigger and better, you know. So, good for them. Good for Focus, you know. All right. Anything else on that break?
Nope.
All right. Coming to us live as soon as my computer I need more RAM for this computer. I just need a new computer. I think it's time. Got to get a new car first. I'll talk about that in a minute. Coming to us live from Gamatsu, Hayarigami. I hope I said that right, Eric. 1-2-3 pack announced for the...
Sounds about right.
Yeah. PS5, PS4, and Switch. Nippon Ichi Software Horror Visual Novel Series comes to modern consoles. It will launch as a physical pack on July 27th in Japan. Each title will also be available as individual digital editions. So, if you want... see, why do they do that, man? Like, can they just have, like... What, like, I guess it's the same price either way. So
yeah, I mean, like Battle Network Legacy Collection kind of did that.
Yeah,
like, volumes 1 and volumes 2 just flip the first 3 games and the last 3 games together.
Any chance we're getting this here in the States, Eric, you think?
Well, NIS has had ever since the PSP era to do anything with this franchise, and while I do see it probably happening, It probably will happen in 2025
at the earliest
because of all the trail shit that they have to play catch up with. So. Yeah.
It does include high definition graphics, so if you guys are interested, looks
I'm really cool. Hoping they do though, because it's always looked interesting to me.
Yeah, I agree, Eric. I mean, you know, this is the first I've heard about it, but...
So I remember hearing about the PSP ports. It looked interesting as hell, and I was disappointed they never did anything with it.
Yeah. Well, I hope it comes here, because this would be cool, you know. I just hope they don't charge an arm and leg for each edition digitally. You know, I might pick this up if there was, like, a bundle or something. All right, Eric, next story, please.
It might be another horror visual novel series that I'm thinking about, but... that also needs to come, but they need to do more visual novel stuff in the West.
Yeah,
I don't know why there's Reddit with it, because I mean the Psychopass game was okay, but yeah. Not exactly probably the best. They should have done something with their original IP.
Yeah,
but Blast Moves 2's got a release window of summer 2023.
Yeah.
And coming to the PS5, Xbox Series, and Switch and PC.
You know, I was inspired by Breakman to pick this game
up. It's kind of strange that PS4 and the Xbox One are absent, though.
That is strange. I'm sure they'll get there, too. Breakman inspired...
They probably just left them out because there would have been too many consoles to listen and headline.
Yeah. Breakman inspired me to get the first one. I've always eyed it, and I saw it on sale, and I heard Breakman talking about it and how he was having a good time with it, and, you know, I know Breakman...
Now you hate me because it's fucking hard.
It is hard. Yeah, there's no question. I don't think it's quite as hard as Salt and Sanctuary, but... But I mean, it's challenging for sure. But it looks good. I just
One of the improvements.
It gets harder the second way it plays around.
Yeah.
One of the improvements of this game is going to be having is that you'll have 3 different weapons to choose from.
That's cool. I wish they would have accessibility options for people like me. But you know, I mean, that's wishful thinking. That's hoping that.
I mean, they might. I mean.
A Dark Souls game would have accessibility options. You know, it's like it's not going to happen. You know, it's like, all right, and let's see. I think the last story goes to.
I mean, they've already done the like do the harder run game challenges, so now they can go in the opposite direction. Because that's probably also going to be in this too.
Okay.
I was about to say the last story. We got another story, and then I realized I read that last story.
Yep, so you read
that's
that.
What I get to do again, Frank.
What do you get to do?
Read the last story. Coming to us live from Gamatsu, Shadows Over Loathing, now available for Switch, coming soon to PS5 and PS4. No Xbox Series X, huh?
It's interesting they're calling it Over Loathing, because West of Loathing was the last game they did.
Yeah, West of Loathing sequel, Shadows Over Loathing, for Switch via Nintendo eShop for $23. The PS4 and PS5 versions will follow at a later date, as well physical editions for all of them. Okay.
Yep.
I wanted to play West of Loathing, but I never got around to it.
It doesn't have a price, but there's some... I'm not seeing a price, but I see...
This game looks like it's taking place in a more modern-day setting, but like it's based on the Cthulhu mythos and stuff.
I'm seeing two different collector's editions. One looks like it's got, stickers. and it looks like a map drawn on a napkin.
Yep. A tissue napkin.
Yeah, like, that doesn't look like it'd be sturdy. It says it's microfiber, though, but I mean, that's...
It's designed to look like a napkin. Yeah.
They did a good job.
And for people that aren't watching the trailer, it looks
it's
like
stick
a...
stick figure game.
Stick figures, yeah, exactly. A bunch of stick figures, which...
With goofy dialogue in it.
Yeah. I don't know. Looks okay. But I don't know if this would be high on my list. I think I'd rather get Blasphemous 2, even though I, you know... But looks all right. Okay. That's the news, gentlemen. We got through that pretty smoothly, I would say. God, my computer's lagging so hard. I know it's because of the RAM. I just want to, you know, instead of getting... That's the thing about Macs. I've had mine about, I don't know, 7-8 years, and it's about time to upgrade, like, because you don't necessarily have to. I could probably get another 2-3 years if I put more RAM in it.
Well overdue for a new PC.
Yeah, I am too, but I think instead of just spending the extra $200-$300 it costs for RAM, might as well just buy a whole new fucking unit. You know, you're about halfway there on a Mac Mini anyway, so why not get the extra innards? You know, but whatever. Okay, no homie discounts this week. Eric already gave you one. Nothing for...
There's one. Best Buy is having a clearance sale right
now.
Oh,
okay.
I didn't check specific games, but I know there's a clearance sale.
Okay, so check that out at Best Buy. Let's move on to what everybody's been playing.
Inquiring minds want to know.
All right, Breakman, what have you been playing lately?
I played several games, but mostly just Friday the 13th and Civilization 6.
Yeah, shocker
just
there.
Same old mostly. But I did goof around with other games. Nothing really that I want to talk about.
Did you get any closer on your kill list thing?
No, because I still got to get to level 113. I'm over 100 now. I don't know where I'm at, though.
Okay, well, that's cool, man. I mean, you're almost back to where you were. That's cool.
Yeah, almost.
No, it's a long road. What if that shit happens to you again? I think you'll just give up at that point, right? And just let it go. You're never going to get...
I would cry first.
I would cry for you.
I'd come on
man.
This show and say how I hate the game and developers should be... dragged and quartered, and Microsoft should be burned to the ground and stuff like that. You know?
Right, right. Let's see. Eric, what have you been playing?
I was supposed to be playing Atelier, but I'm too deep into Octopath to quit playing. I'm just going to keep going until it's done.
Yeah.
Because I'm already halfway done with the game.
Yeah, you might as well just finish that one up, bud. I played a tiny bit of Pillars of Eternity. The game is really good. The story's really good anyways. Graphics are nothing to write home about. It's isometric. I mean, it's a really popular game, you know, that Obsidian did. I think Break should get it when it's cheapy and play through it. It's so far, it's really fun. It's got a good, decent story. But in lieu of that, I've been watching this guy on... Twitch named Cherokee Starfish. I highly recommend everybody check him out. He's doing a really fun run through of Eye of the Beholder, the old DOS Eye of the Beholder game. And it's really interesting, really fun. He's really, it seems like a really cool dude. So check out Cherokee Starfish. He's got a really cool, I mean, he's only got 500 subs, which is, I say only 500, and we got like, what, 60 on Twitch? So he's like dwarfing us. But, I mean, it's really cool. Really, really cool. Skodema says he's been farting his way through Fable.
Hey, Frank, how does Bravely Default 2 for $30 sound?
You mean selling it to me?
No, that's what, I'm looking at the clearance sale list.
That actually sounds pretty good. To be honest, on the Switch?
Yeah.
That's actually...
I should probably get that. Shit.
Yeah, that actually sounds like a really good deal, Eric, to be honest. $30, that's half price. I mean, shit. You guys will probably get the last two copies before I get it.
I already bought Bravely Default 2 on Switch, but I also bought it on Steam when it was on sale, because I'd rather play it on a platform that can do 60.
Yeah, no, I agree. All right, so yeah, Pillars of... But, like I said, the Eye of the Beholder original DOS game, it looks really fun. It's just a standard dungeon crawler with a few tricks, you know, and... I mean, it's just kind of cool. All right, let's get to, let's see, did I ask? I think I asked everybody.
Because okay. I think the Steam Deck, from what I can tell, the game's running at close to 60, if not 60.
Well, that's good. That's really cool. I think I need to get a Steam
Deck. Here's a game that's on clearance I probably should pick up, but it's sold out,
unfortunately. What's that?
Pretty Presents NIS Classics Volume 1.
Ah, I gotcha. Gotcha.
I mean, this is the online website, so maybe like your individual Best Buy might have it. So who knows?
Yeah. Freak 5 says, I'm trying to decide on either the entire Final Fantasy Pixel remaster or just Final Fantasy 4. I got your answer, Freak 5. Just Final Fantasy 6. That's all.
Why are they showing me controllers in the clearance section when they're not even on sale?
I don't know. Alright, let's move on to reviews.
RP Grinders, reviews.
Skonema says the new Need for Speed isn't half bad. Well, that's cool. Alright, Brickman, you have any reviews? It looks like you do have a review here.
I do, but I'm still trying to figure this out. Could I go last?
Yeah, absolutely. Eric, actually, you want to do yours first, Eric? Go ahead.
Yeah, that's fine. I went to the theater to see Suzume, and... I could have waited like a few more extra days to watch it in the local theater here, because it's not as far of a drive. Actually, it's almost as far, but traveling to and from is probably easier because there's less traffic. It is the latest Makoto Shinkai film following Weathering with You. And compared to Weathering with You and Your Name, it's somewhere in the middle, because I think it's better than Weathering with You, but not as good as
Your Name
as well.
Yeah.
It's about a girl who finds a traveling dude who's part of the last line of a group of people called the Closers. And the idea is that they have to close these gates that lead to the other world, which is basically like the world of the dead. And there's this entity called the Worm, which if it's unleashed by letting the gates open up, it causes earthquakes. And the whole story is supposed to be like a metaphor for like all the various earthquakes Japan has to deal with as a country. An island nation, either because of tsunamis or just because of earthquakes being earthquakes.
Yeah.
And he ends up getting cursed by this thing called the Kiso. We're just supposed to keep the gate locked, but she unwillingly freed it. But even if she hadn't, I'm gonna assume that thing still would have broken free anyways. But he gets cursed to have his body binded with this chair that she carried around. Because I guess they went home and that's where it woke up and cursed him. But so he has to work with his new body now and try to get the curse undone while also closing the gates. That's pretty much a story without me spoiling anything. And she also has this aunt who's been taking care of her because her mother died, like, when she was, like, really little. And it's also kind of about dealing with loss as it is about getting over that loss and coming to appreciate the people that you still have in your life. Yeah. So I'm going to give the movie 7.5.
All right. That's well above average. It's well worth watching. So, you know, Eric, are any of the other ones streaming anywhere of note?
Weathering With You was on HBO Max quite a while ago, and I think Your Name was at some point too, but I think Your Name was also on Crunchyroll.
Okay.
I might be wrong about that.
I want to watch.
You might want to check out both. Yeah. See if they're both there.
Yeah, I'll check it. I want to watch both of those. I just never got around to doing it. So, very high score. Break, are you ready or should I go?
Yeah, I guess I think I found what I was looking for, but okay. I can go ahead and review. I watched a really good sci-fi movie this week.
Okay.
I've been watching mostly TV shows, and none of them I haven't got to the finale of any of them, so I don't want to review anything yet. I'll just say Grogu is still the cutest thing ever.
Yeah. Oh, I should do that too, Mandalorian. Mm-hmm. I forgot about that. Okay. Yep.
So, anyway, I've been watching, I watched a movie with, and you can say a lot of things about the guy himself, but I don't think anybody can deny that Tom Cruise is one hell of an actor.
He really is, man. I've been saying this for years, Breakman.
Yeah. Years. Edge of Tomorrow is a movie where, it's a time loop movie, sort of like Groundhog Day, but it involves an alien war.
Yeah.
And some people suspect he's a vampire, because he seemingly doesn't seem to age.
He doesn't seem to age at all, man. It's so weird. Go ahead, Break.
Oh, no, he does look older than me.
I mean, he looks older than he did back when he did Top Gun, but not by much, it seems.
Well, it's not. I guess it. What it is, I think it is he probably just didn't have a lot of plastic surgery like a lot of other stars have.
Yeah, yeah. And he's aging really well, too. I mean, Let's be honest. Plus, the
he must have some kind of strict exercise regimen.
Oh, no doubt. He's in tip-top shape, even today, man. The guy's, like, what, 60 years old?
As well as, like, a diet plan and...
Yes, yes.
The secrets and, that apparently Hollywood doesn't want you to know. Yeah. Keeping the weight off.
Yeah, having a shit ton of money, like $500 million and able to buy a chef and... And you know,
when you have that kind of money, you can pay people. The joke is, you have that kind of money, you can pay people to knock the cookies out of your hand.
Right,
you know?
Right. All right, let's get to this review.
You make $5 million, you have enough money to pay somebody to stand around and make sure you don't eat junk food.
Yeah, exactly. 100.
Go ahead. Or you're eating it in portions that you can control.
Exactly. Yeah. Like what? Like one? Yeah, like a quarter of a cookie or something. Go ahead.
Yeah.
It's like Fitbit. So, I don't need that. I got somebody who's constantly monitoring me.
Yeah. You can have one M&M today.
Yep, one M&M.
Yes, this is the best day ever. Yes,
I know. All right, Break. What you got, man?
Yellow one.
Edge of Tomorrow.
So,
didn't they call it something else?
Said, but alien invasion. And he starts out at the movie as more of a voice of the war, like promoter and such like that. He's a military guy, but he's not involved in the war, and he does something to really piss some people off who gets him sent to the war, and we see who he really is, which is a coward, and he attempts to run away.
Yeah.
And by the end of the movie, you know, he's been stuck in this time loop forever, and he's learned how to fight the aliens and stuff like that, and he becomes a badass. Mm-hmm. But it's basically his attempt to come from a pretty pathetic little wuss to a badass who can save the entire human race.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean that's a good almost full description of that movie. But it wasn't it called something else, Breakman? This movie it was called
Edge of Tomorrow. Live, Die, Repeat.
Live, Die, Repeat. Yep.
Okay. Based on the book, the same name.
Yeah, yeah.
So I give it an 8. It was a good movie.
All right,
I recommend it definitely.
Jesus. In fact, I think they rebranded it as Live, Die, Repeat when they did the 4K release.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, Freak 5, what did you send me, man? That looks fantastic. It looks like fried ribs or some shit. It looks really good. He's just doing it to make me hungry, which I already am.
Fried ribs? What?
Yeah, let me do my reviews, and then we have to go back because Freak 5 has a ask Breakman. I got to make sure and say ask Breakman question. But okay, I'm going to do my reviews really quick. Mandalorian season 3, really good, no spoilers. Not quite as good as the first two seasons, I would say, but I love like big battle scenes. And there's one for the ages in this that involves Mandalorians and a bunch of, what do they call those, troopers? But they're kind of badass. They're not as bad as, like, you know, the goofy stormtroopers of the past. They have jetpacks and shit like that. But
I joked about this on Twitter, but, like, I kind of just want to call the race that Yoda's a part of and Grogu's a part of, like, just, honestly, I'm just calling them Space Goblins until Disney says
Space Goblins. Space Goblins, that's great, man. I like it. Grogu is the cutest thing ever, still, by the way. And I don't want to spoil what happens with him and Din Djarin, but it's a really cool...
Yeah, well, the internet already spoiled one.
I don't pay attention to what the internet spoils.
Be quiet. Yep. I don't either.
Well, I saw a picture, that's all.
No spoilers. I made this spoiler-free because it's brand new. The last episode just came out, day before yesterday or some shit. It's really good. I think I give this season a solid 8.5 out of 10. The previous seasons, I think I gave 9s too. So it's just like a nitpicky 0.5 less than the other two seasons. It's really good. And I really like the lore. It's really good.
Will there be a season 4?
There will be a season 4 for sure. Beyond that, I don't think there's going to be any more seasons after that. I'm also looking forward to Boba Fett season 2, if they ever come out with that. Freak 5 says, those are honey sriracha chicken and waffles. Oh, I thought it was ribs. Apparently it was chicken. But I mean, I would like that, except I'm not a huge fan of sriracha. Maybe... I don't know. Maybe if it's like cooked in, it would be better, but okay. I do like chicken and waffles a lot. It doesn't sound like it would go together really well, but it does.
Sriracha is just slightly better than most hot sauce. That's where I stand with sriracha.
I don't know, man. All right. Road Train.
Too much of it's a bad thing, though.
Yeah. Road Train is an Australian movie that tried to do some meta shit with it. It's a horror movie. Road Train is basically a big rig on the road that they call them road trains, I guess. And it's about this, like, killer fucking semi-truck, basically. But it was done a little bit better than, say, something like Maximum Overdrive.
Hey, I like Maximum Overdrive.
So does Bernie. Bernie loves that movie, and I'm like, that movie sucks ass.
It's cheesy, yes. I understand that. Like, it's over the top.
I didn't even think it was fun.
But it was fun.
No.
I mean, Emilio Estevez, for God's sakes.
God, hey, guys, man. Do you think there'll be a reboot of The Shining, like, new Shining movie?
No. No, they need to leave The Shining alone. It's perfect.
I think there will be eventually because they reboot everything in Hollywood.
Yeah. Well, they shouldn't because the first Shining movie is perfect in almost every way.
Right. Whether they should or shouldn't is a whole different story. Will they? Yeah, probably.
Probably. You're probably right. But
will it be even good at it regardless?
No. They did Dr. Sleep, which I thought was a good sequel to The Shining. I mean... I don't know. I liked it.
Is it a movie sequel or is it a book sequel?
Movie.
Or is the book actually different?
It's both. It's both a book and a movie. And the movie was really well done, in my opinion.
Yeah, Ian McGregor.
But I'm asking if the book's actually different from the film itself, too.
The book, I mean, it goes as much as it can with the book. Eric, Dr. Sleep, I mean, it's years after the events.
I think Stephen King's more happy with that than he was with the
translation
of The Shining. Because there are things that he changed about The Shining, and he didn't like Jack as Jack Torrance.
Yeah. But mostly
the thing that he hated the most was they changed his ending.
Yeah. Well, I like the ending, to be honest with you. I thought it was a much better ending than the hotel swallowing him up and all that shit. But they kind of touched that on the sequel a bit. So.
Well, to be fair, he already kind of was gone by that point.
Yeah.
Mentally.
I really liked it. The Shining is my all-time favorite. Not my favorite movie of all time, but like I think it's the greatest horror movie of all time because there's so many layers to it. And Stephen King eventually accepted it as for what it was. Mm-hmm. He eventually, you know, was like, it's a good yep. movie. It just differs from the book, you know, type thing. And Freak 5 is exiled. Son of a bitch. All right. So Road Train.
I wish I could get in the chat. This is killing me.
Road Train is... Look, it was a decent movie. It tried to do something a little different, but the ending was just, it just drug on and on and on, and I'm like, Jesus Christ, I hope this fucking truck eats everything, because that's how I felt by the end of the movie. So I'm actually going to give it a 5 out of 10. I think it's an average, if nothing else is on movie, you watch it. Usually the Australian movies are really good. There are some gruesome deaths in it, so if you're, it's just standard horror fare that try to be a little bit elevated, and it really just missed the mark, especially with the ending. The last movie,
hey Frank, did you ever watch Parada DD?
Yes, it's good. It's fun. I like.
Is that
it.
A note? Is that the sequel to Piranha 3D?
Nah, they did. Yeah, they have two. It's Piranha and Piranha Double D. Yeah. And they're both fun. They're just stupid, schlocky, you know, fun movies.
It sounds like it was straight to video because...
No, I think it came out at the theater. It had a short run. Didn't make a lot of money, but yeah. Mm-hmm. Evil Dead Rises is the last one. I'm not going to spoil too much on this other than to tell you guys, holy fuck. This movie is just everything that an Evil Dead fan wants. Had a little bit of the schlockiness... A lot of the gore, a lot of just horror. I mean, that's...
Sam Raimi had anything to do with it?
No. He didn't direct. I think he was an executive producer. I think Bruce Campbell was. It is awesome, Freak 5, in every way. Like, it definitely takes Evil Dead forward, which very, very, very few... movies like this.
Is this a sequel film to the reboot, or is this just like a standalone film?
It's kind of both, Eric, in a way, because it keeps kind of the tone of the reboot, you know, kind of more serious tone, but it does have a little more schlockiness to it than that reboot. It's almost a perfect mix of the two, but I think what takes it forward is a couple of things. One I'm not going to talk about, it's about the book itself. Just the look of it is different, which I think is appropriate. And then I think the setting is way different. It's set in a soon-to-be condemned apartment complex, like an old-school city apartment complex. I just think they did a really, really good job with the setting. Is it reality-based horror, or is it like the ones that the people trip when they try to run away? Skodoma, it's... I mean, it's demons, right? I mean, that's what the essence of that book is, and it's like a possession demon... I don't know what you want to call it, but, I mean, it keeps a lot of that, and it's actually really scary. I mean, it's a genuine horror movie, which there's not... too many of those, but it does keep a few of the kind of unsettling, funny aspects of Evil Dead, so I think this is a big win, and I can't wait to see another one. I hope it does really good this weekend.
Just saying there are some cheesy one-liners in the movie.
There's no cheesy one-liners, but there are some, like, you know, like they're trying to you know, mimic some of the cheesiness of Evil Dead 2, you could kind of see. Mm-hmm. And it works because it's so horrific. Like, I can't explain it, man. Like, I think it's just really good. Like, one of the lines that you can see in the trailer, so I'm not really spoiling anything, is like, you know, one of the kids is like, you know, yelling out for her mom who's possessed. And she's like, mommy's with the maggots now, in a real, you know, kind of schlocky voice. And it's like, it's kind of funny in one aspect, but really horrific in another. And I thought the kids did a great job in this movie. I just think this is a really, really good, scary horror movie. I give it a 9 out of 10. And I highly suggest people support this movie because we need more of it. So if you can see it on, like, on demand or if you can see it at the theaters. I know, I'm like Breakman, I don't normally like to go out to theaters, but I want to support movies like this, so we get more. It's just, I know theaters are a dying thing, but I just want more, you know? Demons are real, so it sounds interesting. Scotoma, you really need to watch it, man. If you're a fan of Evil Dead, you'll like this one for sure. If you're a horror fan, you're gonna like it. And I mean, if anything other than that, I don't know if you're, maybe if you're a sci-fi fan, you might like it because, you know, I don't know, there's a little bit of like, body horror elements to it, like The Thing. But overall, it's just a solid, well made movie and definitely scary. And you guys mentioned The Shining. There is an ode to The Shining in this movie, so I'll leave it at that. All right, let's move on to everybody's favorite segment.
Ah, what is it?
Stinko of the Week.
All right, Breakman, I see your stinkos here, and I'm actually curious.
I got several. I don't think I put all of them. One's right now the frustration I'm having because I can't figure out how to do this. But anyway, I'll keep working on it. First one goes to the settlement between Fox and Dominion. I know a lot of people, look, Fox has to pay the money. This is a slap on the wrist. It's money. Like, there's no justice involved in that. They're going to pay a fine and then go right back to the way they were, you know?
I agree.
They don't have to.
I agree, Breakman. And I was sorely disappointed as well. Because I think Fox News, and you know what, CNN for their part does it, MSNBC, they all do the same thing. They put out misinformation, and to lead voters one way or another. I did forget that Freak Fire. I'll go back to it after this, after we discuss this. But yeah, that's a good point, Breakman. Most people, and actually though, their yearly operating budget, that puts a three, their yearly operating budget is about $1 billion dollars, Breakman. Yeah. So they pretty much decimated a year's worth of their operating budget. So that's a good thing, I think. But other than that, I was sorely disappointed in that.
But you know who will pay for that?
Oh yeah, of course.
The people on the bottom are the ones who suffer when the company does bad. They cut off the people who answer the phones and shit like that.
Yeah, but
just put more work on them. They don't, the executives don't pick pay cuts.
Oh hell no! But 3/4 of a yearly operating budget plus they got the $2 billion lawsuit from before. Or from that other company.
Yeah, and they do have like several more lawsuits.
And they got, after that, they've got a litany of issues. And this is just going to pave the way for all of those to be settled for big amounts of money. So
yeah,
they're not done.
There's be some better results from those.
Yeah.
But yeah, like if it just comes down to money, like it's not going to be enough to ever shut that company down. Rupert Murdoch's worth billions.
Yeah, I know. Well, he himself is worth billions. He's not going to bail out his own company with his own money, dude. Let's be real here. People always think of themselves before anything else. He would rather shut Fox News down than pull money out of his own pocket to save it. Trust me on that.
Yes,
right. Before we get on to your other stinkos, Breakman, we do have a dear Breakman. Hold on. Thanks, Freak, for reminding me. He says, this is Ask Breakman. He always tells me, you should name it Ask Breakman, and maybe I should. But here's the Ask Breakman this week, Breakman. If you have a box, if you have a box with everything that you have lost throughout your life in it, what is the first thing you pull out of the box?
Wow, my dignity?
That's exactly what Scotoma said.
Oh. Man, I won't pull that out because you're probably just as likely to lose it again.
Damn, Eric with the slam.
Ouch.
That was nasty, man.
Let me see. Wow, what would I? What have I lost? Socks? There's so many socks. Can I just pull out one sock, or do I have to pull them all out?
Socks.
Let me see. What have I lost over the years? I usually break stuff. It's not usually lose it. I usually break it. Shocking, right? What about you, Frank? I'm thinking.
Well, I lost a lot of shit in my divorce that I didn't think about, that I should have thought about. My comic book collection. I had literally, if I had to put a money estimate on it, over $20,000 worth of comics. Maybe more. How dare you, Freak Five? You're exiled, you son of a bitch. That's two. Are you going for the record today, Freak Five? I think the record is five or something. Yeah, that really hurts me because I was going to give that to my son, you know, when he was ready for it or whatever. But, I mean, it was just, it was a really cool collection. I had every single Image comic for the first, like, 3.5 years, I think. Like, I mean,
Freak is exiled.
Yeah, Freak is exiled. I think, I had every single image, and when I say every single, I had variants, I had special editions, I had it all. I had old X-Men comics, old Spider-Man comics, old Hulk comics. I had so much value in those comics, and I wanted to give those to my son. And I ended up deciding later that I would give them to my daughter because it was more appropriate, like she was more into that stuff. But... Yeah, I wished I could have had that. That, and then there was, in that same divorce, I lost a couple of gold coins, and it's not that they were worth, like, you know, thousands of dollars or anything, but my dad gave me those gold coins, and I just totally forgot about it. Actually, the thing that I would want the most that I lost in that divorce is a bunch of letters that my grandfather sent me. Oh. That I don't have anymore. And it's just... It really sucks because, like, my grandfather would send me, like, you know, just letters about what's going on. He was a World War II veteran, so he had, you know, this wealth of knowledge about everything, basically. But he was really into Halloween, and he would draw me little haunted house scenes with bats and, you know, scary, like, black cats and, I don't know, just all kinds of really cool little things in his letters. So that would probably be the number one thing, followed by the comic book thing, followed by the little gold coin. So that's what I would I would get if I could. But what about you, Eric?
Probably the copy of Earthbound that I had that I let my brother sell.
Ah, damn it.
Because I didn't realize how much I'd miss it after it was gone.
Yeah, I know, man. Ah. Oh, I had a bunch of games, too, that I lost. I mean, like...
Also, all the games I lost in your divorce, I gave to you.
Yeah. Well, there wasn't a lot, in fairness, Eric. It was like, what, two or three?
Maybe. No, it was more than that.
It wasn't more than that. You didn't
get... You already paid me back mostly for that.
Yeah. Well, mostly. Jesus. But, yeah, there's... I think I did pay you back for most of that, if not all, Eric. But, it just sucks, man. I mean, you don't know these things. You know, you don't, you know. I mean, you think that's bad, Eric? I had almost...
I mean, they're technically your sons now, so I guess I didn't lose
No,
them.
My son my son got kicked out, so he's, you know, he doesn't have access to any of that. But check this out. You feel bad, Eric, but check out how bad I feel. I had almost every noteworthy RPG... For the PS2, PS1, even some for the PS3, Xbox. Like, I had almost everything in physical form. And they were all in great condition. None of them were, you know, not working. I had all the cases, everything. Oh, and I also had, like, literally about 100 wrestling autographs from, like, wrestlers. So, I mean, I had a ton of shit that I lost. So, I lost a lot in that. So, yeah.
I figured out what I would take. Right. First, I would make sure I keep the box. And I would take out my virginity. Lose my virginity. And yeah. Then go back to the box.
Why would you lose your virginity, man? You want to be 1 second man every time?
What's that?
You want to be 1 second man every
I think he's hoping he could reset his fertility.
Oh, I guess, man. Jesus.
Oh, yeah, and go to a sperm bank. That's a great idea.
Yeah.
I have a huge supply for ya.
You could have made a shit ton of money back in the day, Breakman. You know?
I have a lot of little me's running around.
Freak 5 said Freak said I would pull out the time I lost playing DQ. How dare you? How dare you, Freak 5? I would probably pull out my Magic the Gathering collection that I lost when my apartment flooded in 98. Oof. That's a bad one, Freak 5. Holy fuck. That sucks, dude. It probably was worth thousands. Some of those Magic cards are worth a lot of money. Like, a lot. Ugh. So what else, Breakman? Anything else you can think of?
I don't know what happened to all the toys. Most of the toys I had as a kid I broke was the problem. Mm-hmm. Just, I'm bad with stuff.
Yeah. So. If I could go way back, I had a little green Jeep. I forgot what it was called. It was a Transformer. Do you remember what the little green Jeep was called?
Oh, I know what you're talking about, too.
Yeah.
I
can see it in my head. And I broke a door on it, and then it was pretty useless after that. But
I had a rancor, and I put something in its mouth like a guy who was eating, and it got stuck in its mouth.
Another thing. I used to have Jabba the Hutt on his throne with Leia and stuff like that. That was another thing that I had. It's worth about $100, I think.
But, yeah, at the time, I remember buying them at Big Lots and on the clearance rack and stuff like that, because this was long after the movies were over. And if I knew then what I know now, it's like, goddamn, I would have bought everything in that store and just kept it.
Yeah.
New in a box, you know what I mean?
But you don't know what's going to raise in value and what isn't. You know, some of that Star Wars shit is just worth nothing. You know, it's like, and if it's not in the package, it's worth way less, you know? It's like all my Funkos, man. Like, I'm looking at all my Funkos. I took them out of the package because I'm like, I want to display them. You know, I don't want to sell them, you know? So,
I know what I want. I have bought this goddamn album twice, and it's a two-disc album. I only have one disc. I do not know what fucking happened to it, but Tupac's Greatest Hits.
You don't have...
I bought the goddamn twice, and I only have one CD, so I have to buy it again.
Damn. That sucks, dude. Yeah.
There was one. I lost Flint when I was a little kid, and that one always hurt. But I was an adult, and I rebought it.
Flint? You mean like the Transformers?
G.I. Joe Flint.
Oh, G.I. Joe. Okay. Yeah.
I broke him.
I was always jealous of my friend who had Megatron that turned into a gun. You can't find that thing anywhere now.
I had friends who had a lot of had money, so they had things like the AT-AT Walker and
all that cool shit that you could never afford. Fuck.
I had one friend whose parents were divorced, so his dad was always spoiling him. Like, Christmases and birthday would be like his dad would spend thousands of dollars
on
him.
Jesus, yeah.
Like, he had the aircraft carrier from G.I. Joe. That was insane.
Damn it.
dude, I get used toys. You get a fucking aircraft carrier? Damn.
Dude, I used to. When I was a kid, back in 1802,
notice you did that, not us.
I know, because I knew it was coming, so I might as well just get the joke out of the way, you know?
Oh.
And did it work? I mean, did it land? Oh, okay. But I used to go to the thrift stores. Son of a bitch. I had a friend who had the G.I. Joe aircraft carrier, Freak 5 says. It must have been rich, because the only rich people could afford that cool shit, you know? But I would, go to... See, what would happen is the rich kids would, break a door or something, right? On something. Mm-hmm. And then they would just give it up to, thrift shops and stuff. And I would get that broken shit, and I would put it back together with, super glue or whatever, you know, and that's how I used to get these bags.
The ones we get with their missing parts and shit,
Yeah.
I got the G.I. Joe bridge builder without wheels.
Yeah. I mean, I had all kinds of shit like that. A lot of times I'd get those little muscle men, you know, those little...
I love those.
Yeah, I did too, man. I had lots of fun with them. But I would get a whole big bag for 25 cents or 50 cents or whatever. And, I'd have a good old time with that shit because I never got anything. I think it was, I got a regular Nintendo way after they came out. I think I got a used one that, somehow ended up in the thrift store.
I got one was a used one, yeah.
Yeah. And every great once in a while in those bags, like in the middle of those bags, it would just be this big bag of toys for like a quarter or 50 cents. But every great once in a while, there was a game that was like in the middle of it. And a lot of times I'd get Atari games too. That's how I got E.T., which, fuck E.T., but you know.
Yeah, a ton of Atari games that way.
When the Atari crashed
in the game industry, it's like, no, it's dead. Like, so many stores, like Big Lots, that's where we got a lot of clearance stuff. Big Lots, like, they're selling Atari games, video games, which I know people listening today are like, 25 cents, it's an Atari game, that's about what it's worth. They were selling them for about $50 new.
Yep. As a matter of fact,
it went down to a quarter within like a year.
Yep,
it was crazy.
We bitch about games being $70, but I remember Nintendo games being about $70, if I'm not mistaken.
And that's then too. Like, we've gone through inflation and price gouging.
Yep.
Out the ass.
Yep. All right, let's get back to the Stinko's break, man. Let's move on to your second Stinko.
Shit, we were only in the first Stinko. Okay, the Ohio Republicans, they passed their law against the will of the voters. They've basically put a filibuster on the Ohio elections now. So now it's got to be 60% of the vote to win anything.
Jeez.
Not majority, it's got to be a supermajority.
Yeah.
They've done that specifically to fight the pro-choice people.
Yeah.
They're doing this in August, because the abortion thing is going to come up in August. They're trying to stop it. They suck. I forget what I was trying to say. Moving along, Florida.
Did you talk about Oklahoma police yet, or you're going to get to that?
No, I got that. I got that. Florida. We might as well go with the Oklahoma police then. Yeah, Oklahoma police were caught on a secret recording saying it was a police sheriff and some city council members caught saying some openly racist and violent things about reporters and black people. They were caught. Four people. One of those people has resigned, but the cops have doubled down on this. And they've said, no, this was a legal recording. The tape has been tampered with and stuff like that.
Yeah, every fucking excuse in the book. They're fucking liars.
Again, there's nothing the cops are... it's like telling the truth makes them sick to their stomachs or something.
Yeah, I'm telling you. They're awful, man. I covered that
story. They're allergic to the truth? Yeah. I don't know what it is.
Yep. All right, on to Florida.
Okay, on to Florida. It's not law yet, but it's going to be, because it's just got to go back to the Senate to agree on the amendments they put onto it in the House of the Florida Congress, and then it'll go to the DeSantis desk, which he'll definitely sign into law. But remember when we said the don't say gay bill, or they said the don't say gay bill, or it was about parental rights, and it was about we shouldn't be teaching sex to children and such like that. Yeah, like, these are too young. So what's their excuse now that they're going to extend it to 12th grade?
Yeah, I don't know. It's really weird.
Saying that 18-year-olds, 17-year-olds, 16-year-olds, 15-year-olds, 14-year-olds, 13-year-olds shouldn't be learning about sex? They don't know about relationships and stuff like that? No, this was, as we said it at the time, this was just trying... This is an exact attack on the LGBTQ community, and it was meant to suppress them, and it was just the beginning.
I don't understand why we don't want to know about different things, right? Like, certain states are very open-minded about things. Like, I know Colorado has been like a purple state forever, but we lean a little blue. I mean, depending, if you're in the rural areas, forget it. That's almost any state, right? The cities are blue, the rural areas are red, and always vote against their best interests. Of course, we do too in the cities, but but I don't understand why knowledge is such a bad thing, right? Why can't we learn? You know, you may not agree with something. Like, you may not like that a guy is dressing up like a girl and identifies as a girl, right? But that...
It's not your business.
Facts don't care about your feelings, right? Mm-hmm. So it is none of your business. Why do you care so much what someone else feels? Like, to me, don't you want to learn?
So they can feel better about themselves.
Yeah.
Which an indictment on their own sad life.
Don't you want to learn and grow as a person and maybe understand that these people aren't horrible? I mean, just in Colorado, in Glenwood Springs, they had, you know how people are talking about grooming and how, you know, trans people are grooming kids through reading to them for some weird reason. But they just did a really nice event in Glenwood Springs. It was a bunch of trans people that were reading stories to kids. And this was supported by the community. And they were stories of inclusion and stories of uplifting stories about you don't have to feel bad for being different, all right? That was the message. It wasn't everybody's going to become a trans when they're older or everybody should become a trans when they're older. The message was simply, you know, you may be different, but that's okay. It's okay to be different, right? There, matter of fact, Amazon just did a commercial, right? It's this girl, right? And she's got kind of a mustache and a unibrow and, you know, she's self-conscious and she's looking around and she sees all these people with, you know, like Freddie Mercury with a mustache and she decides that she's going to get a really cool jacket and go to school. And even though I think to me, I don't find mustaches on women attractive or unibrows or anything like that. The message is just, you know, acceptance and being tolerant of other people. That's it. It's not, you know, everybody go out and get a unibrow right now. That's not the message. You know, I think people misinterpret the messages that people send all the time. And it was a nice event. Everybody had a good time. Lauren Boebert, it's in Lauren Boebert's district, by the way.
Oh,
and,
God.
And she was so upset about this, you know. And the people, they interviewed the people. And the people are like, this was such a great hour of just people just reading to kids and kids understanding it's okay to be a little different. You know, there was no ulterior motive. There wasn't, you know, everybody's got to be trans and dress up like a woman or a man when they're older.
There's people are so used to the GOP doing this,
right? And
they think that the other side must be like us.
Yeah, it was just refreshing to see a group of people that were willing to do good by this. You know, nobody was harmed. You know, the kids were so happy that they had these people reading to them. They could care less if these people were trans, gay, straight, black, white. It didn't matter. The message was the same. It's okay to be a little different, right? It's okay to be included, even though you feel like you're an outcast or whatever. There was no bad message. I don't understand. Like, the messaging isn't bad. Like, they're not grooming little kids to become their lovers when they're older or anything like that. It was a group of people that put an event together, just like if I were to put an event together to teach people about their rights in the city. What is the difference? It's just nobody's harming anybody, you know? Freakfly says, I don't even know what happened to all my Star Wars toys. In first grade, my mom kidnapped me and my sister, took us to Texas from Iowa from November till the following March or April. And in that time, my dad moved to Illinois for a new job. So when he got us back, none of our toys were there. Skoma says, I had a friend who had every single He-Man action figure, as well as the players and vehicles. I wished I had all those, man. Those were badass.
Me and my brother, we had three of the Voltron lions.
Oh, my God, yeah. The Voltrons were cool.
Form fucking Voltron.
I know. I was always envious of those people that had everything. Every once in a while, I'd get a He-Man figure in those packages I talked about.
Did you even combine the ones he had?
Yeah. At the time, I hadn't even thought about it. I got into He-Man. All kids did, man. That He-Man was huge. What the cartoon was. It was just all about the merchandise, you know. This is after Return of the Jedi, so as a kid, there wasn't new Star Wars to remind me. Stinko, DoorDash driver, was shot and killed in Ohio. Another was kidnapped and raped in Florida. Yeah, that's terrible, man. I'm wondering why that old man pled not guilty, Skodema said. I don't know what you're referring to, Skodema. But yeah, continue on, break.
What was I saying about the...
Florida. Yeah, you were up to Florida.
Yeah, it was and always was. It, like we said, it was an attack on LGBT. We knew it then, and it's just, how do they defend this now? Because there are going to be gay kids in school, you know? Like, this is just pretend like those kids aren't there and let them suffer because they're different.
Oh, the old man that shot a black kid through his door. I know which one you're talking about, Skodema. I'm wondering why he pled not guilty either. I mean, that's pretty open and shut, right? I mean, ugh.
I mean, he's that demented that he doesn't want to accept responsibility for his actions.
Probably. Anything else, Break?
I am into chat, finally, I think. Yes? Am I on here?
Let's see. Enabled 1 month followers only. What? Why did you enable 1 month followers only for the chat room Break?
I did. Just computer Break again.
What happened? One shield mode is
Hold
off.
On. Let's turn okay. that off. Yeah.
I don't know why it turned that on when I was just trying to log into this.
That was really weird.
Well, sometimes my mouse acts up and makes me double click things too. So
yeah, it's no big deal. I was like, wow, that's kind of weird.
I'm probably just not used to the speed. Okay. Anyway, so go on. That was my stinkos.
Break is breaking chat. Okay. Eric, you have a very interesting one.
I got two, actually. Okay. The one I showed you on the phone, plus the Dalai Lama being a pedo creep.
Yeah, that's the one I want to talk about.
Yeah, we talked about him before and how creepy he was then about... whether or not, like, if he'd be reincarnated, he apparently wanted to be reincarnated as a hot girl, because I don't know.
Why didn't he just say, I want to be reincarnated as a pair of panties?
Yeah, I know. He's a creep.
But anyways, the whole fur was about how he had a speech in some Tibetan conference, and how some child came up and wanted to meet them, and he let it happen, and then... he gets the child on the lips, which apparently is a greeting.
I have no problem with that.
But then he apparently said, suck my tongue. And then yes. He giggled as playing it off a joke or something. Like, yeah, I wasn't really going to make you do that.
Was no joke.
That's...
And people are defending the shit out of him because they're so brainwashed by religious figures.
Isn't it weird? Like, all these big religious figures, whether they're a lot of pastors or preachers in the United States or priests or like the Dalai Lama or, you know, any number of... Like, even Mother Teresa was a big piece of shit, man. I'm sorry if there's any Mother Teresa fans out there, but holy fuck, these people are insane. I wouldn't doubt that you know, Epstein's black book, the one that Ghislaine Maxwell is sitting on right now? I wouldn't doubt that a lot of fucking religious figures are in that fucking book. Yeah, Skodema says, suck my tongue, lol. Yeah, he did. That's exactly what he said.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Nasty.
Pig. So, yeah. It's a pig.
I wanted to erase that from my memory, so...
I know.
Yeah.
And the video is out there.
Yeah, and there is video of it, so... It did happen, and it was translated very perfectly. Oh, look at who's in chat. Wyland, what's up? Lick my plate.
Yes.
I think I badgered him to come in here today.
I know. I know. I don't think Dungeon comes in because of the political stuff.
No, or he's just as busy.
Yeah, he could be busy, too. I know Wyland's been busy.
Slugger doesn't come in here because of the political stuff.
I know, man. He hates it when we talk about minimum wage, man. He's like... You know, well, I made $16 an hour, and I put my kids through college, and blah, blah, blah. I was like, yeah, dude, but how much better would your life have been if you had, like, three or four extra dollars?
Also, good for you. A lot of other people didn't have that luxury.
I know, man, especially now, man. Like, let's get with the times.
I couldn't do what he wanted to do 30 years ago, because, one, I was too young to even work back then. Two, like, I just don't get paid enough because of the rising costs.
Well, that's the thing. Like the minimum wage has not kept up with inflation. If it kept up with inflation, it would be $22 an hour right now. You know, minimum. So you know.
Anyways, so that was my first stinko. The second stinko is finding out that BetterHelp.org has been selling users' data, but also specifically, they did. Seemingly even more of an effort to sell the user's data for people who are a part of the LGBTQ.
It's so weird, man, how people just don't like the LGBT community. There's, you know, we talk about minorities.
Here's
but...
a thread where I, of a, it was an FTC investigation on them. So it says, according to the FTC, BetterHelp One sold data to all LGBTQ users who looked into Pride Counseling, teens who visited teen counseling, Christians who visited faithful counseling, and Spanish-speaking folks who visited Terapeuta. I don't know if I pronounced that right, but...
two and six.
Okay, so two is uploaded the email address of all current and former users to Facebook to target them and their friends with BetterHelp ads. Three, falsely use the HIPAA logo to deceive patients, and they met HIPAA requirements for privacy and confidentiality. And here's number four, sold to Snapchat the IP and email addresses of approximately 5.6 million former visitors of their site, so Snapchat could show them more ads for BetterHelp. And five, sold users' email addresses to Pinterest. And number six is sold Facebook users' answer to the question, have you been in counseling or been therapy before? Which is something that, you know, you're not supposed to disclose.
Yeah, that's a breach of confidentiality for sure.
And is, seven, lied about the promise that private info would be kept strictly private and never shared, sold, or disclosed to anyone. And number eight, used this health information for advertising. BetterHelp has brought in hundreds of thousands of new users, resulting in millions of dollars of additional revenue. So they did it to enrich themselves.
Yeah, of course. That's going to be a huge lawsuit.
And six of six of the thread is leaving our most private and intimate personal details up to venture capital led groups that that privilege convenience over quality. Even the most basic perks of therapy equals privacy is bad for everyone.
Yeah, so I know. It just, I know what you're saying, Brake, but it's still.
It was a joke when I said shrug.
I know, shrug. I know.
I wasn't disagreeing.
I don't know
what this company is he's talking about.
This is.
Anyways, so I first heard about this when I was listening to SGU and say how they dropped them as a sponsor. Well, this wasn't the reason they gave, because I think at large they sold a bunch of other people's data, but like maybe they couldn't say it on the air about specifically the biggest reason why they probably dropped them as a sponsor, and because they probably don't want to lose their viewership by saying the LGBT, and people, they're probably protecting them that way, because then they'd be attacked by certain people.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's like, and then I hear about this on Twitter, so it's like, oh, so that's why.
Yeah.
So yeah, BetterHelp is not a BetterHelp at all.
It's really sad. I really wish it wasn't that way. I mean, our data is supposed to be protected by a lot of these people.
And it's just a letdown, too, because that was an app that was supposed to help you get, like, a therapist, and so you didn't actually have to visit a person in person.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Kind of like Teladoc, but for psychiatry and therapy.
Yeah. Yep, I know.
Life Stance, I think, is the company I go through.
Yeah. Yeah, there are probably others out there, but that was like, yeah. that had such a big advertising campaign that was the only one I ever heard of.
Yeah. I'm trying to find,
pretty sure it's Life Stance.
Let's see, where is it? I'm trying to find, I want to show you guys,
Life Stance Health, Southern Ohio and Kentucky.
Mm. Yeah. All right, let's just continue.
I'm just saying that's mine. There are a lot of them, I imagine.
Let's do, let's go on to, is there anything else, Eric, that you had?
No, those are the only two, really.
Mine is just, we've had some weird-ass weather here in Colorado. I mean, we always do, but like one day it was snowing, next day it's 70, next day it's like 50 degrees. Like, no wonder people have allergy problems here, or get sick easy.
Yeah, you know? It's been a roller coaster here, too.
Yeah. It's just fucking crazy. I mean, global warming, you know. All right, let's...
I actually took Wednesday off because I was feeling a little off. Yeah. Like, my muscles ached all over and my throat was full of junk.
Oh, God. Wyland's talking about sounding with crayons.
It wasn't as bad as it was in certain days, but I just didn't feel like I should be working.
How dare you, Wyland? He's talking about sounding with crayons.
Don't say it. Oh,
Jesus. Well, I have to. I have to give the people what they want, man. They talk in chat, I have to say. Don't blame me.
They need help.
Yeah, I know, right? All right, let's move on to happier thoughts, guys.
Sweet! Sweet of the week!
Speaking of tattoos, Bernie got a new tattoo this week. I'm going to go first, gentlemen. It's pretty awesome. I'm trying to show you guys. I have the photo up here. But let me see if I can... it's not that. It's not that. Where the hell is it? I'm looking for my... let's see. Is this it? No.
You dropped the Sweetos.
No, I didn't drop the Sweetos. Hold on.
This is a Sweeto.
This is the Sweetos. It's my Sweeto.
You dropped it.
I didn't.
As if it were a physical thing.
Well, it is. It's a Sweeto, but hold on. Let's see if I can... come on. I'll go on to Breakman while I look for this this particular Sweeto. Go ahead, Breakman. Your Sweeto of the week.
Oh, my Sweeto. It's not much. Just a little moving for me. I got my bonus from work, which is enough to pay for the vet bills and stuff like that. And it was enough to buy me an Xbox Series X, which is...
Yes,
I finally joined this generation of gaming.
Yes, hey. Right on, dude. Well, congratulations, my man. That's awesome.
And I went to Micro Center to get some RAM for this computer and do some upgrades to it and stuff like that. Bought those. Worked on this computer to only find out that either I got a Lemon or Microsoft or a HP Slim. Skimped out on a lot of these models because there was a slot where you're supposed to have a memory card extension. I watched videos of the exact same model and checked printouts and stuff, and it's supposed to be in there. Where the extra memory slot is just two holes in my board.
My
computer. Boy. Could you drill it out and put a new one in?
Well, yeah, the only thing I could do was to take out the four and put in an eight. Well, I didn't know the way it was set up. It couldn't take an 8. It only took a 4. 2 4s is the way you could upgrade it. I got so frustrated with that, I just bought a new computer instead.
Wait a minute.
All the problems today have been Skype related, and not this computer. Everything's been great on this computer.
Oh, so it's still... You got a new computer, but you're still having Skype issues.
Yeah.
That means Skype just hates you.
Skype, first when you tried to call, I called my phone. So I logged off on my phone, and I'm like, okay, call me again.
Well, if you got Windows 11, I mean, you can't really update Skype. Skype will update whatever Windows does.
This is Windows 11. It's fancy. It's still the same thing to me. It was harder to find some things. It took me a while to find where the access was. That's what I was doing. Was trying to find it wouldn't let me download the fucking Firefox app or Chrome app. So I had to find another way, and I finally found what I could do. But then, at the meantime, it was updating updating Edge. And once it was done updating, I could get in the chat. So,
there you go, dude.
So all the work I did was for nothing, apparently.
First of all, why are you using Edge? You just, use Chrome or use, even Opera?
This is what it comes with.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you can get Opera through another browser though.
I was trying to figure out how to download apps on here, and the problem is it's restricted, and it took me forever to figure out how to get it to be unrestricted. And now that I got unrestricted.
So wait a minute, you have a new computer, Breakman?
It's a Dell computer. Yes. All
right.
It's a lower end one because I don't really need anything fancy. But it's got 16 gigabytes of RAM.
Oh, you need more RAM for sure.
No, I don't.
I mean, yeah, 16 was good 10 years ago, but you probably need 32 at this point.
Yeah.
I've been running everything just fine.
Well,
I don't play games on this. I don't understand. Why are you guys unhappy?
I'm not unhappy. I'm happy for you, dude.
Well, I get 16 and it's not good enough for you guys.
No, it's not good enough for Frank, but
it's good enough.
Don't blame it.
No, I'm just saying if you want...
I know, you son of a bitch.
You just told us you aren't, so that's fine.
Yeah. No, that's good, man. I think that's okay. I hope you guys can see this. But here's my Sweeto. Look at... That's Bernie's newest tattoo. Can
looks
you guys
good.
Yeah, it's not it doesn't
come here.
Does
yeah,
that
do?
Does can you guys see it in chat? Let me know if you guys can see that.
Look at her tattoo.
Did you tell me you had
a baby? You need to flash me. I might need to.
Like that.
With HP, you typically need their proprietary parts, Weiland says. So I'm trying to get to break drawing on the walls with this crayon holder.
666 is the mark of the beast. It's actually 616. That's the mark of the beast.
I saw the movie. I saw the movie.
The Omen.
It's 1999 is the mark of the beast. It was upside down.
Yeah. Sweet O Freak 5 says, I took my daughter to a smash room on Sunday. It was fun. Freak says, Frank is a size queen. I don't know what that means. Mark of the Beast.
You do know what that means, liar.
How dare you break
that? I must have missed it. Cause
he's used to. How dare you, Weiland? Look, Weiland's in rare form. He says he's used to things being the size of the pyramids. How dare you? It's supposed to be a vampire bite, Freak 5 says. Yes, it is. It looks.
I didn't get to see it because. It didn't load for me, but forever
it
isn't.
I'll send it to you later.
Oh, then now I can see it.
Oh, did you see it? Okay. Yeah. Well, there you go. You saw it. What?
How did Bernie react to the news I gave you the other day about Twilight series?
Can we just move on, Eric? I mean, really, you have to ruin my day even worse.
That's good artwork, though, because like the two drips of blood at the bottom.
It's great. Like, looks really good. Out. It looks really good.
The vampire is.
Oh yeah, I had to actually bite her to like get like, you know, like where the teeth would land. So it was really weird. How dare you, break man? You and Weiland are both exiled. You son of bitches. Weiland's in rare form again. Jesus, you haven't missed a beat, have you, Weiland? Son of a bitch. Okay, break man, you're Sweeto.
I got my bonus.
And,
laptop, and I got a new Xbox. I am part of the current generation of people again.
I wish you would have got a PS5, you son of a bitch. But whatever. Whatever.
I could have, but the Xbox was cheaper.
And so, Weiland says he saw
you were able to find it in the store, so like what store did you get it from?
Target.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. That's cool.
Well... I went there early in the day, and I saw it, and I was like, oh, shit, should I get that?
They have PS5, have it too.
I'm like, okay, I don't know, I need to go to Micro Center and go get the RAM and do the upgrades, and I don't want to spend any money yet. So I went to Micro Center and did that, and Micro Center sells the systems, too.
Hmm.
A lot of people don't know that, so they usually have them in stock. So they
I don't see any Micro Centers around here, so...
So I went there and I got the computer stuff, and I'm like, you know what? I've got enough money to go back and get that Xbox. So I drive back to Target, and the spot where the Xbox was is empty.
Oh.
And I'm like, no. So I asked the guy, and he's like, we have one of these left that was part of the promotion, of their monthly payment promotion or something like that. It's the same thing with a different sticker on the box. We just had it back in holding, and it's yours now.
So you that's fucking out. Awesome, man. I'm really happy for you.
I think it's much easier to get a PS5 now, but the Xboxes are still hard to find.
Yeah, but for me in this area, if you have a Micro Center, like the places that are rare, that normally don't carry video games and sometimes do, you should check those places out first if you're looking for a hard-to-find system, because people overlook them.
Yeah. Well, I'm really happy for you, Break Man. I'm glad you got it.
So that's welcome. What I said, but I've been trying different games is just to see like how they load and stuff like that. Civilization used to take about a minute or two to load.
Yeah.
Now it does it in like 20 seconds. And it's like,
Hold on a second here. Freak 5, you're exiled, you son of a bitch. I'm going to give you 3 exiles for that one. He said the Smash Room had different things for us to break. A car windshield, a printer... some keyboards, a bunch of beer bottles, and hundreds of DQA discs. How dare you?
How smash dare you?
What's son of a
room?
Bitch.
I mean, what? What is this thing?
How dare you?
What? Yeah. I need more details.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. My name is Breakman.
Is this the breakup, like instead of like beating somebody else up to a pulp, you just break something?
Yeah, you just break stuff. You know, they were... I mean, they're a little bit behind Limp Bizkit, because Limp Bizkit was breaking things back in 2000, you know, but, you know.
Yeah.
But, Wyland says he sees PS5s everywhere now.
I need to go to like Walmart tomorrow or something to like see if they have any in the wild.
Hey, Brake, it's a big time difference, isn't it? A night and day almost. Loading your games on the next gen.
It upscaled some of the graphics on some of them too. Like I played Halo 5 or not Halo 5, maybe Halo Infinite, just to see what it looked like, and I was having like issues with textures and stuff like that before. Mm. Now it looks upscaled. Like it looks amazing. It's like, holy shit. It's just a huge difference. It's more detailed and
I like the fact that
it's just like wow.
So a lot of the games have like you can set it, I think some of them have even 120
I think the Ori games have 120 hertz mode.
Yeah. Which, you know, I wouldn't do that. I mean 60 is fine. I mean, 60 plays like a dream to me. Like, that's, I mean, how many years have we been talking about that, man? I mean, it's just fucking smooth. Mm-hmm. 60 frames, you know, and without, like, you know, like pacing issues. It's just really nice, man. It's nice to have really good equipment, you know. The PS5 is that way too, Break, man. I hope one day you get a PS5, bro, because I mean, there's so many games that you could be playing that are exclusive there, and I know we talk about exclusively, you know, exclusives on different systems and how it sucks and stuff, but there's enough on the PS5.
Part of me wonders if Square's, like, just giving up on the Xbox as a platform.
I don't know.
It's like, Octopath Traveler 2, not on the Xbox.
Yeah, I know.
Then again,
Here's another.
PS4 never got the first Octopath, so maybe it evens out.
Here's another reason that I think, Break, in the future you should get a PS5 too. The controller is just that damn good, dude. Mm-hmm. I mean, the controller is just really, really excellent. I love their new controller.
Well, depending on who you ask, it's either good or it's crap.
I think it's excellent. I think it's the one of the best controllers. I wished it was a bit smaller, but that's just because
it's the right size for my hands. So
yeah, I mean, I don't know. I wish they had a smaller version.
I'd want to try it in stores, but I hate touching those things, knowing everybody's touched them and shit.
I know, man. Like, take some hand sanitizer with you, dude, and then you'll be all right.
I kind of don't like the bezel on the Xbox Series controllers, though, because, like, it's kind of rough on the backside.
Yeah, it's okay. I mean, I like that controller, too. Don't get me wrong. I mean, I really do like my Series X. Did you get an S or an X, Brick?
X.
Okay, good. Good. Next week, Sweeto for Break, you'll probably find a Smash Room near him. Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds amazing. Yeah. That sounds like so much fun.
I wonder what
in my basement.
Yeah. I wonder what it would pay for someone to clean up after somebody makes a mess in the Smash Room. I don't know.
All right, and I didn't see a Sweeto for Eric. Do you have the link, Break, for the tourney?
I have a Lulz.
Oh, go ahead. Can you put in the link for me?
Last week, I think probably after the show, I had to do some ordering online of shopping and stuff like that, and or maybe it was even before that. But anyway, I was buying stuff online, and I kind of forgot that I had bought stuff for Mrs. Breakman's mom, mm-hmm. and so her address was still in my inbox.
Oh,
when I shipped her a box of 100 condoms because they were on sale.
Oh my god, man. That's awesome.
Yeah. What did your mom say?
To your mom. You could have been like, look, I mean, you know, just looking out for you, you know? Break. That's fucking awesome, Break.
Yeah. What, mom? You mean you aren't sexually active anymore?
I mean, I bought them for you. I thought you were sexually active, you know?
I mean, I wonder what she thinks of me because it's a box of 100 condoms. Like, it's.
Yeah, will you really go through that many that much?
Of course, man.
Before the expiration date?
Well, these don't expire until, like, 2028 and stuff.
Yeah. They have long expiration dates, man.
I thought condoms had much shorter.
No. They have, like, 3-4 years, man. Like, they're, I mean, depending on which ones you get, man. But that's funny as fuck, man. How did you explain that to your mother-in-law, man?
Oh, I didn't. Mrs. Brickman had to. I wasn't there.
Oh my god, that's funny as fuck, dude.
You could have just said, "I was supposed." Why did I buy these? Just because I'm making a film and it requires a gag and requires the condoms.
Mrs. Brickman's glad her misery makes us all happy.
That's funny as fuck, man. That's really. I wonder what she said to her, though. You said, what kind of condoms? Magnum? Flavored? Ribbed?
Nah, I'm not going to say that.
They're the glow in the dark ones, aren't they? Aren't they, Brickman? Admit it. They're the glow in the dark.
Cherry flavored.
Glow in the dark, cherry flavored.
Also, they're edible. Oh, so you don't have to.
Edible, also, not. Edible? Oh my god, that's funny as fuck. What if it was a variety pack and it had like all kinds of weird shit? Shaped like
crayons.
Like shaped like an elephant's trunk or shit like that.
The dragon shape.
Dragon.
Did I get the thimble shaped one? It's for a friend, not for me.
Wyman says shaped like crayons. Oh man! All right, give me the link, break to the attorney, so that way I can pull that up on the screen.
All right, let's see here. I was trying to give it to you earlier, and I accidentally like put us into a conversation or something. Like
that. I know. Skype is weird like that, man. It's not really easy to navigate. And see,
it's running so fast for me now too that I'm usually waiting and waiting and waiting. So now I'm clicking the buttons.
You were
fast.
So
like, oh,
dude. Here's a question: what did you do with your other? You know, Frank also wants a link to the condoms you bought. How dare you, Freak Mime? How dare you? What did you do with the other computer, the other piece of shit computer, Break?
I'm just going to keep it as a backup because it still works, you know.
Oh, I got you.
Slow. I should say it still works sometimes.
I got you. All right, hold on. Let me put this on here. There we go. And let's transition over. Okay, what do we got on our tourney? Let's get to it here, Breakman.
Okay, let's start the second round.
Hold on, I got to do the music first, because if I don't, Skodoma will have a freak out, man. We got to do this. It's a free for Suck it! Okay, well, this is round... are we finishing the tourney today, Break, or what are we doing?
Yeah, we're already in the third round, so we might as well finish
it. All right, let's finish this sucker.
Okay, starting out, we've got Darkstalkers, the franchise, which is, you know, all the Darkstalkers games, versus all the King of the Fighters games. And Wyland should have been here for the tournament, first round tournament.
I know.
Maybe he'll be here for next month, though, when we do the fighting game.
Yeah.
So, Frank, you can start this one out. King of the Fighters versus the Darkstalkers.
King of Fighters versus Darkstalkers. I've always had a... I like Darkstalkers because the characters are way more interesting, but King of the Fighters is pretty good too, but I'm going with Darkstalkers for sure.
I am going to go next, and I am going to go with the King of the Fighters. I like the way they set up their tag battles and just the variety of characters. Like, you got Terry Bogard and Art of Fighting characters, and it's a solid franchise to me. King of the Fighters. Eric, you're a tiebreaker.
Got to say the same.
Ah, you son of a bitch.
Nice. Goodbye, Darkstalkers.
God damn it. Wyland
is... we're going to make Wyland go away forever now.
No, right? Wyland is right, man. Darkstalkers is better. I need more Darkstalkers.
But... Oh, yeah, I wish he was here last week when he could have tucked... You know what they chose Darkstalkers over, Wyland? They chose Darkstalkers over Street Fighter.
Yeah, we did.
On a mission to get rid of Darkstalkers after that.
How dare you? How dare you?
It was ridiculous.
Biased. Guys are biased.
Next round, we have next fight. We have the Dragon Ball Z Budokai Tenkaichi series versus the Mortal Kombat franchise. I think this is a really fucking easy one for me. Mortal Kombat.
I told you I only voted for it so I could get rid of it later.
How dare you, Eric? You're biased too, you son of bitches. Anyways,
Frank, you're next.
Okay, this is easy for me. I like the Budokai games, okay, but Mortal Kombat, it's not even close.
Eric.
Mortal Kombat. Budokai series is boo.
Yeah. Yeah, you did say you wanted to get. You did say you voted for him so you could vote him out.
I want
to
get rid of Eric's next choice. Give Eric the choice next, so that way I can get rid of it.
Coming up, the next we got two more fights before we move to the next round. We have the Super Smash Brothers series, which even the creators say is not a fighting game, but obviously it is. Versus the 3D swords and I guess that kind of ancient times pirates and shit. Soul Calibur. Game with the ring outs and Soul Blade and characters like Nightmare. I mean, it's pretty obvious for me. I'm going to say Soul Calibur the way I'm just going on. I like Smash Bros. Too. Like, I have a main character, and just Soul Calibur's always since Soul Edge has been like, I don't know, something about
this. Skotima says, remember when the Dems went nuts over the violence in the first Mortal Kombat game? I think all politicians went nuts, Skotima, on that. All right, who's first?
Frank, I'm on Soul Calibur. Frank, Super Smash Bros. Versus Soul Calibur.
Go to Eric. I just want to do the opposite of Eric. Eric.
Smash Brothers versus the Calibur. I have far more fonder memories of the Smash Brothers series, and there are certain things that the Soul Calibur games, like, they've been too inconsistent for me to vote for them over Smash Brothers, so I'm voting for Smash Brothers.
I'm going with Soul Calibur. That makes my choice really easy. Got you back, you son of a bitch. Also, Ivy.
This tournament is broken down in the fighting.
I know, right? Like, we're fighting. I like that, though. Like, but now we're all even, right? There's no vendettas any further?
I don't think so, but we'll probably get some coming right here. The last match of this round is the Marvel vs. Capcom franchise versus Virtua Fighter. And Eric, you can start this one out.
Marvel versus Capcom versus, or the Marvel versus series in general, right?
Yeah, so it's Marvel versus Capcom.
I'm throwing X-Men in that Street Fighter. Well. I'm gonna vote for the second choice.
Virtual Fighter?
Yeah.
Alright, I'm gonna go next. Despite the Infinite being subpar, MVC has been a solid franchise. I gotta go with Marvel vs. Capcom, X-Men vs. Street Fighter, Marvel vs. Street Fighter, you know, all those great games, even though the last one was breaker tiebreaker.
Ooh, this is a tough one for me. This is not as easy as it seems, and I know Weiland says Marvel, but I'm leaning Virtua Fighter, and I'll tell you why. To me, Virtua Fighter was one of the...
Yeah, but you have to rely on mods, and the game can't stand alone on its own.
For me, Virtua Fighter was one of the first, like, real true, like, technical fighting games, and it got better and better as it went on. I learned a lot from Virtua
Fighter. Almost learned with your platform, too, to PC.
Shit, I don't know. This is really tough because I do like the Marvel versus Capcom, but to me, it's too much like Street Fighter. I don't know. I'm gonna go with
it's the over top version of Street Fighter. Mostly.
Yeah. I really like Virtua Fighter. You know why? I'll tell you why. I like the fact that it was the first game to really go into like counters and really make that like the biggest like kind of feature of things. Like, you could counter and you could do your attack and they could counter your counter and stuff like that. I think it's really tough, but I think I'm going Virtua. I mean, we have to have some upsets in this thing. So
yep, back to Vendetta mode for me. next round, we have the King of the Fighters versus Mortal Kombat. It's not even a competition for me. I love the Mortal Kombat series. And I think the way they do storytelling now should be the...
I never actually cast my vote, I think.
You didn't?
No, you said Virtual Fighter.
Yeah, you said Virtual Fighter. I was the tiebreaker.
Yeah, you were first. I was first, and then you said... what were the two? I'll take the second one.
Yeah, said Virtual Fighter.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'm tired.
It's okay.
All right.
King of the Fighters versus Mortal Kombat. I'll start out. Mortal Kombat, like I said, a big fan. Frank,
I should spite you, Breakman, just to go against your wishes in the hope that...
You already did. You just did in the last...
Okay, well, look, I'm going to make up for it here. I think this is an easy one for me. King of the Fighters is good, no doubt.
Yeah.
Mortal Kombat, and besides, Darkstalkers should have beat King of Fighters, so I have a vendetta against it.
Yeah, I don't actually smoke weed, Skoda. I'm absolutely wrecked. That's all.
You should get some gummies, Eric. That'd help you.
But you know, the thing is, as much as I like the NVC games, they're definitely more style over substance, in my opinion.
If
I wanted a flashy fighter, that's what we have Guilty Gear and Blaze Blue for.
I'm going Mortal Kombat on this one, King of Fighter over King of Fighters. So Eric, you're the. I mean, is it unanimous?
It's going to be Mortal Kombat either way. But what do you want, Eric?
Mortal Kombat versus what again?
King of Fighters. King of the Fighters.
I don't really like the Mortal Kombat series that much. Sorry, Wayland. Sorry for not having taste, but I'm voting for King of Fighters again.
Okay, well, Mortal Kombat moves on.
Mortal Kombat moves on. Next, we have Soul Calibur versus Virtual Fighter. So two of the old school 3D fighting games.
Yeah.
Wow. I think Eric should start this one.
All right, Eric.
What was the choice again?
Soul Calibur versus Virtua Fighter.
Sorry, my mind just wanders.
Somewhere. Let Eric know when we start the show.
Yeah. So I'm voting for Soul Calibur.
Oh.
Frank?
Guys, just I know I'm gonna leave it up to Breakman. I know what he's gonna pick, but
any other choice would vote for someone else. But
really, you would vote for the only game that you wouldn't vote. How dare you, Eric? You son of a bitch! I'm going Virtual Fighter just to be defiant because I already know what Breakman's gonna pick.
You already know I'm gonna say Soul Calibur.
You son of a bitch!
I've never been a big fan of the Virtual Fighter, and I am a big fan of Soul Calibur.
I do like Soul Calibur a lot, though. So this final matchup is actually really interesting.
Yeah, and is it still on Game Pass? Because I need to download it.
I never knew it was on Game Pass.
It was at one point. Which ones? Oh, I was playing another one of the games I played was JoJo's Bizarre Adventure.
Oh, okay.
That was actually pretty fun.
The All-Star Battle, you mean?
Yeah, it was pretty fun. I forget which character I was using. Zeppelin. Zeppeli. He runs away. He prances away, and just some of the other characters are just, there's goofy animations and stuff.
I kind of wish Capcom hadn't delisted their JoJo game. Mm-hmm. I would have bought that.
This one's over the top, and you know, JoJo's Bizarre Adventure is over the top. So,
Freak 5 sent me a picture. How many milligrams is that, Freak? Holy shit. These look amazing, man. Looks like 800 milligrams of THC and CBD apple rings. That's tasty. I'd probably 40 milligrams, I'm good. I could probably do up to 100, but 40 milligrams, I'm...
Wait, what are apple rings?
They're like gelatinous, like, rings. Like the peach rings. Have you ever had peach rings, Eric?
I think I've seen those, yeah.
Yeah. They're like that, except green apple. And green apple's my favorite flavor.
I like green apple. I like Granny Smith apples the most.
How do you? I do too. I do too, Eric. 800 milligrams? Damn, you must have a medical card. 40 milligrams per ring? God damn, this is awesome. You need to send me some, Freak. Put some in like regular rings and send me some. Damn, that's really cool.
I probably won't ever smoke weed, but I'll just get myself some of those gummies.
Yeah, get some gummies. But don't just start small, Eric. Don't do anything more than 10 milligrams before you know, 20 rings in the pack. Jesus, man. Send me some of those, Freak, man. I can't.
I need to like apply for a medical marijuana card, I guess.
You do, man. Holy shit.
Not that I really have any back pain issues. But, like, after work, maybe I could use it to, like, calm my nerves or something.
Well, I mean, yeah, dude.
You have to have some sort of chronic pain issue to get it.
All you got to do is say, I got back pain. You'll get a medical license, man. It's not hard.
Usually, we're going to need, like, doctor proof and stuff.
You do? You need doctor proof?
Yeah, Frank, I got my medical license.
I did too, man. I used to have my medical license.
But you're in Colorado. It's different rules.
No, maybe. I don't need a card.
Maybe in 10 years I can actually do that because then I'll probably start. You'll
Hey, Freak 5, how much did a...
Try, maybe whatever you have is enough, but like Freak, I said, you have to have like a chronic problem.
Freak, how much did you pay for that bag, dude? Because I would be interested in maybe purchasing a bag myself. I don't know.
Do they make CBD gummies?
Maybe yes, they do. Those, I mean, you obviously want some with THC. $29, dude, really? I want to send Freak 5 $29, like, immediately. I need that bag of fucking goodness.
Can I have some?
Yes, of course you.
I don't think
you
can have like apple-written CBDs.
You can have like one fifth of one or something.
Maybe Eric should start with a fifth.
Well, no, he just needs to get like the 10 milligram gummies and start with one. You know, because you nobody knows their tolerance. If you can take one, Eric, and you're okay with that, then you go up from there. But like,
you don't want to. Scare him so have him take like a half at least.
No, look, not everybody has a 1 milligram tolerance like you, Bernie. She has like literally 1 milligram is good enough for Bernie.
Like, so literally. She like looks at marijuana and she
pretty much. I mean, she, dude, check this out. We make fun, but Bernie can actually get super high off of secondhand smoke. She's the first person I've ever seen that can get really high off of secondhand smoke. She could be in the car with me. And she's high after, like, yeah. I smoke a few puffs. Yeah. But it's really weird. I wish I had that tolerance, but I don't. I have a really high tolerance. All right, let's finish up this tournament, break, man. What do we got?
Final round. Mortal Kombat versus Soul Calibur. Eric, you can start this one out.
Mortal Kombat versus Soul Calibur?
Yes, yep. This is the final.
This is the two survivors.
I'm going to vote for Mortal Kombat, even though I don't like the series. If it was, like, any other choice, I probably would have, like, voted for Soul Calibur or whatever it got paired up against, but it was...
Well, I'm disappointed in you, Eric, because I really was hoping that Soul Calibur would win this whole thing, and, like, you know, but I already know what... Maybe I don't know, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe Breakman will break the mold against the corporate overlords at Acclaim. But I'm going with Soul Calibur. I think Soul Calibur is one of the most underrated fighting series of all time, to be honest with you. Like, nobody really talks about Soul Calibur when they talk about their favorite fighting games, but this is definitely one
of them. Like, 3D fighting games like Virtua Fighter and Tekken usually get mentioned first.
Yep, you know? Yep. Tekken always gets mentioned, Mortal Kombat, Street Fighter... but Soul Calibur's never in that arena. I love the graphical prowess of those games. I love the character designs. I like the ring outs. I mean, I like the feel of it. Like, it just feels like a good Warner Brothers Discovery. Yeah, my bad, Weiland. Yeah. But I'm picking Soul Calibur, so that means
I kind of want the Mortal Kombat series to tank so that WWE just sells it off to someone so that they can actually, you know, not be under their yoke. And
I know. So that means that Breakman's going to decide the whole thing. So
here, let me see if this name rings a bell for you, Frank. Kerry Hiroyuki Tagawa.
Yeah, definitely.
So you know who I'm going
to
pick then.
Yeah, right? It won't. I wanted to, but I would, you know.
Yes, go ahead, Break.
His story in the last Mortal Kombat game alone makes the game worth everything. Makes it better than...
I guess I have to wish for WB itself to tank.
Yeah.
It's probably more realistic.
So what are you picking, Break?
I gotta go with Mortal Kombat. It's evolved over the years from something that was just a bloody good time, and it was kind of more advanced than people realized. Even the developers were surprised by some of the things the community did, and then Mortal Kombat 2 obviously was a huge hit, and the third one, I mean, the fourth one was a disaster, and it took them a while to recover, but 10 and 11... And
I don't know, I think 11's garbage simply because of the microtransaction model that they put into it.
I don't think it's garbage, Eric, just because that, I mean, nobody forces you to buy.
Yeah, you can
buy. Yeah, nobody forces you, but they coerce you into doing it anyways, because they make the game grindy.
Yeah,
that's not a good game, if you ask me.
Well, I mean, you're right. I mean, the grindiness aside, I still think it's a great, great game. I mean...
Unlock fucking fatalities.
I mean, all you had to do was vote for Soul Calibur, you son of a bitch, and you decided not to. Son of a bitch. But Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, I could have, but, you know, if we're counting overall, then yeah, I'd vote for Mortal Kombat over Soul Calibur.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Well, Mortal Kombat is the, according to these cohorts, the greatest greatest fighting series franchise of all time. So
yeah, pay for the unlocker. That's what they want you to do.
What's that, Break?
I can't believe you robbed us of a Street Fighter versus Mortal Kombat fight.
Well, how would that have went? Let's do it here. Actually, you robbed us because they were in the same bracket, Dorcas.
I would have voted for Street Fighter over Mortal Kombat.
I would have, too, probably. I probably would have voted Street Fighter over Mortal. Maybe. I don't know. What would you have voted?
I would have voted for Guilty Gear over all these games, though.
I would have voted for fucking Darkstalkers.
This is all my revenge.
I would have voted for Darkstalkers. Over everything.
I voted over against Darkstalkers and NBC because you voted out Guilty Gear.
Oh, you son of a bitch. You son of a bitch.
If I got to pick the one franchise, I'd probably pick Marvel versus Capcom.
So I ruined Breakman. I ruined Breakman's dreams. Eric ruined my dreams. And Breakman ruined Eric's dreams. So we all got each other. This is great. I mean, we came to a consensus.
Fighter 2. That's what we call this episode.
Stolen Valor Fighter.
As far as Mortal Kombat versus Street Fighter, I think because of the way they do storytelling in the new Mortal Kombats, I think I would go Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, I mean, Mortal Kombat has a lot going for it.
The fights are so great. The story is great.
I do like the fatalities a lot.
Yeah,
that's
are always
one thing.
Fun. And the story in Street Fighter is stupid a lot of the time.
Yeah, I agree. Look, Freak 5, I'm looking for those rings. Can I order them? Will they send them to me?
How much are they?
$29, he says, but I'm looking for them, and I don't...
How many do you get in a pack, though?
You get... I mean, it's like a thing of 40 of them. Oh, no,
okay, so that's
20.
Actually probably the price.
They're 20, and they're 40 milligrams. That's a lot of milligrams, Eric, so all you need is like a quarter of one, you know? Jesus Christ. Freak, you just need to give me a package, bro.
Well, if we're including the games made by...
Yeah, Injustice was in here.
Games made by the... You should probably just include it with Mortal Kombat, because it's basically that.
Injustice went up against Killer Instinct and lost.
Oh, here it is. I wonder if I can order it. I'm gonna...
But it doesn't matter, because we voted against Killer Instinct later.
I know. Oh, they're out of stock. Look at this. Jesus Christ. Oh, they do have Soured Apple. Let's see. Shipping. Yes, let's see if you can ship to me. Actually, let me take this off the screen because I don't want you creeping.
Cheat chocolate. Mm.
Yeah, we had Injustice. We had all the, you know, all the main ones. Let's see if I can order. If I can order this, goddamn, that would be badass. Continue to payment. Can I pay by Apple Pay? That would be fantastic. I wonder if they ship. Oh, I'm gonna check this out. If they ship this, I'm ordering this. All right, that's about it. Let's do our plugs, guys. Let's get the hell out of here. Breakman, plug away.
You can follow me at RP Grinders. I'm suspended for the moment, but I'll be back. It was only I don't know why they would suspend me. I just told some guy to stick a barbed wire bat up his ass. I mean, I don't know why that would get you suspended, but...
Oh, man. Why would you get suspended for that, man? That's ridiculous.
Freedom of speech, man. I thought Elon told me I have freedom of speech, but no, man, nah.
You don't have freedom of speech, according to...
I can't talk about shoving back...
Oh, wait, the next tournament... So wait, what's the next tournament again, Break?
The fighting game. So this one, we did the franchises. Now we're going to decide which is the best game. Mortal Kombat 2, Street Fighter 2, King of Fighters 13, stuff like that right now.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Did I lose you, Break? What else you want to plug? Anything else?
No, I that's it. Just follow me on Twitter. I'm there for the moment. Because I really can't find another place to go or anything. And I don't know. It's kind of fun being an asshole too, and just seeing what I can get away with. I mean, I was actually talking about a violent revolt earlier in the week, and that didn't get me in trouble. I'm just like, wow.
I'm trying to get in trouble and not get in trouble.
Break should join.
Twitter is so broken that the people that lost their blue checks are technically still verified.
Wow. Break should join Trump's social media platform just to troll Trump, Freak 5 says.
I'm thinking about making co-host account and a Mastodon account. I already have a Discord.
A couple examples of the next tournament. Fatal Fury 2 versus Street Fighter 3 Third Strike.
Look at that.
Ultra Street Fighter 4 versus Dead or Alive 5.
Ooh, nice.
I like this one. Injustice versus Mortal Kombat 10.
Oh, look at that.
So I can't use the story excuse because they both have amazing story. Right. Ooh, so that's the next tournament.
All right, Eric, your plugs, please.
You can find my written reviews on bostonbashbrigade.com and my audio reviews on the feed for the podcasts. Got nothing this week because Oswath Traveler consumed my life and I never got anything done. So maybe this weekend I'll finally get to playing Raiden 4 Overkill, Makame, and finally get the review for that. Along with Melon Journey and Hunt the Night. And that'll definitely happen. Because I'll make it happen. Because I'm probably going to do it like tomorrow. if you like any of those two other options that I just pointed out, you can go to my Patreon, the link of which is currently on Twitter. Or you can look up Eric Kelly on. Is making reviews or videos on my Patreon, and the link to my Patreon is in my Twitter profile, which is @RPG.
All right, you can follow me on Twitter for the time being, however long I'm there, Frank Branches. You can follow me on any of the systems.
You're not saying anything to get you banned.
What's that?
You're not saying anything offensive. Like, there's nothing that you've said to get you banned.
Every once in a while. I mean, I'm very rarely on there.
Yeah, sure.
But you know, it just. I mean, I'll get a little feisty with people. To answer Freak 5's question, it says it's ordered. Freak 5, I just did order, but I'm not 100% sure if they will send them to me. I mean, even though I'm in a legal state, I mean, I don't know if they will actually. If they do, that would be awesome. But I had to pay eight extra dollars for the shipping, so $37. I think it's worth it for 800 milligrams. So it's 400 THC and 400 CBD is what I'm gathering. Let's see. It says. Freak 5 is exiled again, you son of a bitch. She says, I will plug Bernie's OnlyFans. She's using the THC gummy rings to play ring toss on Frank's penis. How dare you? And then, how dare you, Breakman? You're exiled, you son of a bitch. Son of a bitch.
This exile.
Fucking exiled, you son of a bitch. And Scotum is exiled too. God damn it, everybody gets a fucking exile today, you fucking bastards. I need to end this show. What the hell is wrong with you guys, man? God damn it.
It's food quest time. That's
it is definitely food quest time. All right. Take care, everybody. Have a safe weekend.
Hold on. What? I know whatever time it is.
Found it.
Okay. Wow. The return of Harmy. Harmy gets me. How dare you guys? And Wyland, you get an exile for laughing, you son of a bitch. Six exiles.
Six exiles.
Son of a bitch. You get another exile for just saying you got six exiles, Freak 5. Keeping track. Son of a bitch.
We were talking about precipitation trophies, or last participation trophies last week. Maybe yeah. Freak 5 should get a trophy for the most exiles.
The most exiled. Yeah.
Like the Razzie Award.
I know, right? All right. Stay safe this weekend. We want
to
see.
The most valuable exile.
Yeah, the most valuable exile. Stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Until then, we are out. Later, everybody. Food quest time. How dare you, Freak 5, son of a bitch. I know. Wyland has months worth of exiles to catch up on. Definitely, Wyland. Happy to see you back, dude.
Yeah, are you okay? We were on a word.
Son of a bitch. I called you a son of a bitch. Is that a good welcome back, Wyland?
That was just kind of cool. Dungeon.